כן, אבל זה... Okay, today I want to focus on the Shus HaRabim of Platya. We said that the Gemara in Shabbos on Vav Amud Aleph, page 1, has three types of Shus HaRabim. These are Shus HaRabim, Sratya, Platya Gedola, and Mevuos HaMefuloshim, Zohi Shus HaRabim Gemura. So we've talked a little bit about Mevuos HaMefuloshim. Bez Hashem, on Monday, we'll have another shiur about Mevuos HaMefuloshim. We talked somewhat about Sratya. And today, I'd like to specifically discuss the union of Platya. Says Rashi, what is Platya? Rechava shel ir shesham miskapsim l'schorim. Whereas you have an area, a plaza, in the city, and that is where everyone gathers for schor. In other words, to do business, to buy things, etc. So that plaza, that area, is a Rishus HaRabim. Now we'll see, the Rashba writes that area has to have the shear of Tezayin Amma. He even says, the Rashba will see soon, he says it's Tezayin Amma by Tezayin Amma. In other words, like a box, at least that amount. And if you have that area, that square, where people congregate to do schora, so that is considered a Rishus HaRabim. And other Rishonim as well define it this way. Take a look in the Rav Yoh, but it's a little bit out of order. Page 4 really comes before page 3. So take a look at page 4. First he says, Sratya hainu derech b'nei odom shemahalchim bo me'ir le'ir. That a Sratya is a like a highway, right, that we discussed, that you go me'ir le'ir. Loshon Ashkenaz hish tartze, whatever that is. And then he says, Uplatya, next page, page 3, Hainu Rechov Ha'ir, Shehi Gedola, Umutsuyim Sham B'nei Adam Omdim V'yoshvim B'neim, etc. V'nira Afil Einu Mefuleshes Mishar L'shar. It doesn't have to be, Uplatya doesn't have to be Mefulesh L'shar L'shar. Because the idea of Mefulesh L'shar L'shar is only said by the Rishus HaRabim of Mevuos HaMefuloshim. Because the idea of Mevuos HaMefuloshim is that it leads out. So the Mevuos HaMefuloshim lead out. So therefore they have to be Mefulosh Mishar L'shar. But a Platya is not a place of that is getting you someplace. The Platya is its own entity, its own ends. It's not a thoroughfare. In other words, it's a Mokom of Kibbutz. It's a Mokom where people gather, and that is a platya. So therefore, the Rav Yoh says it doesn't have to be mefulish mishar l'shar. In other words, even if the platya chves has shrubs around, you know, it's demarcated. That's the platya. It's not mefulish mishar l'shar. It's just this block, this Tezayin Amma by Tezayin Amma, is where all the people congregate to do business. And it doesn't go further to the end of the city on either direction. So what? That is the Rishus HaRabim. That is the Platya. Oh. Yeah, the Rav Yoh doesn't. He says. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, would be here holds. You don't need. But you want to see Beferish, the one who says you do need. Yeah, obviously.
It's obviously big.
Big. Yeah, okay, whether it's exactly Tezayin Amma or not, okay. Says the Rashba, page 5.
first line after Yoshe, what did that mean?
Yeah. I have to see what that word. I can't make it out. So we'll look up in the original. Okay. So the Rashba wrote a famous sefer called the Avodas HaKodesh. And all the halachas, part of the sefer is all these halachas of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid and Hotzah. Is the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. So this Rashba, the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, is the most important mocker about Platya. And it's a fascinating Rashba, and I've been thinking about it for 20 years now. And I think I have a little bit of Havana now after thinking about it. And this is it. This is where it's all at. So let's see. Is there Rishus HaRabim kol mokam shu rochav sheshes re'ama al sheshes re'ama? It's rochav sheshes re'ama al sheshes re'ama. U'miskapsim shom b'nei odom l'schora. V'lashos shom tzorcheihem kishvokim shebimedinus. Okay, so that's the definition of what a platy is. It's Sheshes Re'ama by Sheshes Re'ama, and people gather there to do Schora. I think maybe it means that the merchants, they're doing Schora, and then the people there are buying. In other words, you need the people selling the stuff, and the people, you know, one guy has a carrot stand, another guy has an apple stand, another guy has tzimis, the other guy has kishka, the other guy has kugel, the other guy sells pens, the other guy sells watches, you got the point. So as we'll see, it's sort of like a mini department store, mini mall of sorts.
A shuk.
Right, yeah, like a shuk. I remember when I first went to Eretz Yisrael in the 70s, everyone used to go to the Arab shuk and buy things. Now you don't go there so often. But so that's a similar type, like a shuk type of thing. Oh. Okay, so that's... Okay, now is the key line. So the key line that the Veld makes a whole tzimis over is this thing. That even though, presumably, Los Medina, the Nolos Balayla, so presumably, as I've just, even though there's a parish here, Nesivas Habayis, from Rev. Is this Rav Symbolus' parish, or I don't know which one it is? Okay, a lot of people wrote Perushim on the Avodas HaKodesh. Rav Elchanan Adler's uncle from Eretz Yisrael wrote a perush on it, and others wrote Perushim on it. I have to look to see which one he wrote and which one. There's a whole. Let's not look at Perushim now. Let's just look at the text, because we can get. Too caught up in everyone's pshat in this, so let's just try to understand it our own. So the simple pshat seems to be like this. Now you have a walled city. You have a walled city, right? And the city has losos. So there's a machloikas, right? What's the din? If rabbim are going in, osi rabbim, lo osi rabbim. But if losos knows balayla, that's the best. Then for sure you're okay. You have a rishus hayachid because glossus and nolos balayla. So you mamish have walls. You have a rishus hayachid. So says the Rashba, afal pikein. This is what a rishus harabim daraisa. So what does that mean? You have an unbelievable thing here. You can have a hechi timtza where you have an area that's totally surrounded by walls and still has a din of a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. My friend Rabbi Ron Eisenman, the rabbi in Passaic, New Jersey, he told me this story many years ago. He was sitting at a simcha with Rav Reuven Feinstein, and they were talking about Rav Moshe's opinion on Rav Erevin. I don't know if they were talking about a specific Erev or, you know, in the, one of the big Erevin, you know, Manhattan, Brooklyn, wherever that was talking about. And he said, like this, he said, my father holds that, yeah, in other words, these areas might have mechitzas, but they're a Rishus HaRabim with mechitzas. It's still a Rishus HaRabim inside. The mechitzas around it, but it's still a Rishus HaRabim inside. Because it's a plati inside, a Rishus HaRabim inside, and there's mechitzas around it. Oh, so we're gonna go slowly. 1 second. And then years later, this year actually it was at David Eichowitz's wedding. I was sitting near Rav Aaron Felder, who was Rav in Philadelphia, who was very close with Rav Moshe. He was in the house every day for many hours, and he was there when the Erev controversy was brewing. So he said that Rav Moshe basically told the Rabbanim that I personally pull from this Rashba. I hold from this Rashba. So, in other words, because the question that Rabbi Willig raised 20 years ago, you know, why did Rav Moshe not go on the rides? Everyone wanted to give him a ride. Right, they was going to have a boat ride they were going to give, and Rav Menashe Klein offered to give, have a boat ride to show the mechitzas. So why not take the boat ride? Why not take the ride to see the mechitzas? Oh, so once you see this Rashba, you can show me all the mechitzas in the world, but who cares? If there's Rishus HaRabim of a platya, which we have to still define specifically what that is, or where that is, or is it, but then, al pi pashtus, it shouldn't make a difference. What? It shouldn't make a difference whether there is mechitzas or not. So you'll show me all the mechitzas in the world, that's not going to change my mind, because you have the platya.
When the Gemara speaks about the Shalayim,
Oh! So you ask, this Yid, what's your name again?
Nathan
asks an unbelievable question. He says, what about the Gemara? What about the Gemara? The Gemara says that Yerushalayim had the losses in the Nolas, and therefore wasn't a Rishus HaRabim. Right? Therefore wasn't a Rishus HaRabim.
You can make a decision, right?
What?
Residential to commercial.
Meaning what?
Meaning residential would be
Yerushalayim. What? Yerushalayim, plenty. Ruchlos ha'amim. Yerushalayim, ruchlos ha'amim. So doesn't the Gemara say that it was Nolas Balai, and that was Mavkia, the din of Rishus HaRabim? Murder the Kakasha! Not that. So who asked this Kasha? The Meiri. This is the Meiri's Kasha. The Miri on page 8 asks this Kasha. Ezer Rishus HaRabim, Sratia, Vimasilich, Holchibom, year to year. Uplatia, he rechovishim, it's capsim, well, it's chorafu, pisha, enum, befuleshes. A few losses, Medina, nolos, malaylo. Hol, vain, bosa, plat, brunum. Da. Now keep going. Third column, top line. Umasha Omru, Erevin, Davavamid Beis. Yushalayim el mole shall dosen the nose, mashmaham, yachar shall dosen the nose, balayla, ain't chayavim aleha. Right? That's your mamish, your kasha. Yer lefar shafil b'shum makom imena afilu platyos shabai. So you might think the pshat in the Gemara is that Yerushalayim, once it's lost in those nose balayla, it's mafkia the whole din of Rishurabim from Yerushalayim. No, that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means to say now all the mevuos mefuloshim are not a rishus harabim, but in a chanami the platya is a rishus harabim. Now mitol shem mevuoseh rechavim drisus rabim tzuya v'sham rishus hashav lechol hutzuchel andios lotos ha platya sheba, but the platya is in Yerushalayim. Kol she rechavos tezayin am rishus harabim heim afilu b'niyatz lotos shebiir. Chen kosv gedolei. Hatzorfatim, Gdola Hadorj, Muskimim, etc. Vieshkolkim, Kol Mokum, Davke She'en Mekuros. But provided that the Platya doesn't have a Korah on it. If the Platya has a Korah on it, that's going to mafkia the din of Rishus Harabim Mimim from a Platya, because the din that a Rishus Harabim Mekura is not a Rishus Harabim applies to everything. It applies to Sratya, it applies to Platya, and it applies to Mavos HaMefulash. No, you may still need losses, but it'll still take away the din of Rosh Hashanah. It won't be Chayav Skila for carrying it. So Mamish, your Kasha is in the Miri.
Why didn't Moshe see the walls from the walls from Flushing?
What?
Why didn't he go on the trips from the walls from Flushing?
You mean he should... Okay. So maybe that you need the other svarba, but we still have to define where is this platya. Now, and we'll see this Rashba. Now, as we'll see, this Rashba, as the Chacham Tzvi writes, is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. But I didn't explain it yet. Let me explain it, what the Rashba means, how some explain it, and then we'll see more. Because, you see, what the Rashba means is like this. What the Rashba means to say is, and we'll see, I'm not saying this on my own, you'll see in the packet, I'm giving you a tamsis of what other Achronim explained, which I think is the Pashup Shat. See, the concept of Adelis is Monea the Hiluch Harabim. So people are coming into the city, and I close it at night, so the streets are not all made Lehiluch Rabim, Bechol Shaw, Bechol Eis. So Memela, Mavos, and Mefloshim don't have a din of Rishus Harabim if they're the Losses and the Nolas Belayla, even that main street in Yerushalayim that we're talking about. But the Pshat and Platya is Platya services the people in the city, Mineu Bay. Those people in the city are still gathering, so it doesn't matter that you close off the gates of the city, but the people are in the city are still always coming to the Platya 24/7. So Mimela, it doesn't matter that what? That the losses on the Nolas Belayla.
You said Yerushalayim doesn't have the Shishrim
Yehid,
but people are coming in, right?
Right. Now, it could be Platya, as Rabbi Pultman likes to point out, even doesn't even need the din of Shishim Rebo. Even the Shitas Harashba. In other words, so losses on the Nolas Belayla is only Mafkiya, the din of Rishus Harabim, from Mavuos Mefuloshim, but not from a Platya. Now, not everyone agrees with this Rashba. Not everyone agrees. I'll show you off the bat someone who disagrees. The Ramban on page 9. The Ramban says on page 9, when he's explaining Osi Rabbim Bavatli Mechitzta, so look on the second arrow, that line. He says, "Shtei Mechitzta, the Omed Merubal Aparts ve'Ein Onu Tzrichim L'Stimas Haparatzos, Avol Keneged Haparatz." In other words, where the wall is open. And that's where the rabbim are going through. Im yesh bo platya rochav sheshes rei ama, efshes shechayovim alav. Words, if the glosses would not be ninolos, but it's mashma that the glosses would be ninolos, so that platya you won't be chayiv. So the Ramban has pointed out that Lechora disagrees with this Rashma. Ramban. Now, one other point. Well, let's take a look just to the... You know who the first one to discover? Yeah. Because the Ramban said, what does the Gemara say? That Yushalayim il molid dolosus and inolos balayla. Let's lay like Tosus. That means that there was a street going this way, another street going this way, and in the middle was the... If you hold Osi Rabim, didn't have any walls. So the Gemara says, il molid... Also said in Olos Balayla, you be chayovim aleh mishum shirus habarabim. But now that it's in Olos, you're saved. So the Ramban says, what's in the middle? So the Ramban speaks about the platya being in the middle. So the platya in the middle needs nilas delas balayla to save it from the din of rishus harabim. Vice toy said, if it wouldn't have been, and therefore it does save it, because it's in Olos Balayla. Whereas according to the Rashba, a platya is not going to be saved from the din of Rishus Harabim. Because a platya, so if you have this platya that people come to, even if it's totally surrounded by walls, it's still a Rishus Harabim. Now, parenthetically, the Avnei Nezer wants to say, maybe that's only Laman de Omer Asurabim Vatle Mechitzta. But Pashtus L'chore, not necessarily. I'll show you that Avnei Nezer. I'll give a sneak preview that the Avnei Nezer now he uses the word but it could mean he doesn't mean it. He uses it on page 18. He says, "Das Rashba." He says the classic pshat that we said before in the Rashba. The glosses nolos makes it not pasul harabim, but platya is makom shvakim sharabim mekomam lo mishum shapasul bimkomas acherim el rishus harabim mekomo came shu rishus harabim einu moel mechitzas dosi rabim vadle mechitzda. So I don't necessarily, people quote it that way. It could be he doesn't really mean that. That's what I think. That's what I want to learn. That he doesn't mean it. In other words, you don't... What?
You're saying that who's only applying to Asirabim?
No, the in other words, the question is, when the Rashba says this halacha, right, that the losos aninolos, is that only if you assume Asirabim umavatle mechitzta? The hainu, that therefore we're saying that a new din in Osirabim, that the Osirabim Menei, in other words, is that only if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Or even if you hold like Rabbanan, you could still say such a svar? Because one Kataina, according to Rabbanan, there's no precedent for losing Mechitzas. So if Mechitzas, the Rabbim go through, it's not Mevatel, so the Rabbim Menei Ubei maybe also are not Mevatel. So you could say that this din is only because the Rashba holds Osi Rabim Bavatla Mechitzta, and therefore he has this Chumra. But if you would hold Lo Osi Rabim Bavatla Mechitzta, so then... in other words, what's happening over here? We have Mechitzas here, right? And yet we're discounting the Mechitzas, according to the Rashba. We're discounting them. Right, it has nothing to do with Bekiah, but maybe this is like a... So, but the Avnei Nezer throws in this idea that Osiram Val Mechitzta. So could mean he doesn't mean it al derech. So does he mean therefore that you could, in other words, if I hold from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, then I can hold from this Rashba. But if I don't hold from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, then not. Well, you don't have to say that. Rav Moshe Lechora learned even if you hold law Osiram Val Mechitzta, and which Rabbi Pultman tainted Lechora is mashma from Rav Moshe because Rav Moshe could have argued it on the Chazon Ish. Not because of his new chiddush, but he could have just said because we hold our sarabim, so he didn't say that. So it's not muchach that he holds our sarabim vat lemechitzta. But still, this, in other words, is this chiddush of the Rashba only because we assume he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, or even if he paskins like, and therefore if you say that, then I could say, well, I don't have to be choshish for this Rashba because I'm from the law sarabim people. Right, so it would have to be some new din of right, like the Chazon Ish discussed, in that Tosfos in Shitas HaTosfos about the second shiur that we had. So I would think that the Pshat and the Rashba is even either way. He says it will say it. Right. Because what's the point of a mechitza? The point of a mechitza is to stop the bekiya. So the fact that the mechitza is around the city, they're not stopping the access to the platya. So even though there are mechitzas, but the Meneu Bay hustle bustle of the platya is not hindered by those mechitzas. So, to tell you the truth, the one who discovered, the one who made it famous, put it on the map, so to speak, this Rashba, is the Chacham Tzvi, on page 10. He say, Levadze re'ei matzasi l'Rashba v'sefer avodas hakodesh. Chiddush gadol. Rav Moshe, just one thing before we continue. Rav Moshe Dimon Shlita is here, and he's going to give a shiur in the Koilo at 3 o'clock. So I strongly recommend you attend the shiur. He was my Rebbe in Karen Biyamda. It's very kedai to hear him. A lot of theatrics that come into the shiur are learned from him, besides the Torah. So especially when he's here, I get very excited. So he's giving a shiur in Kimle B'Drabim Yinei in the call at 3 o'clock. He said, Levad zeh re'ei matzasi l'rashba b'sefer HaGodesh HaKodesh Chiddush Gadol lo nimtza b'shum poisek zuloso lo kadmon v'lo achron. He says, no one ever said like this. Lo kadmon v'lo achron. Shekosev de platya afilu d'losos ha-medina n'noz b'layla toros reshus ha-rabim aleha. Kanira Daito the Dafki Bavos Hamufuloshim, Shame Yuchodus Lanche Hamova, who vain Yad call Adam Shovabo, who the Mahani Nilos the losses Balail. For Loba Platia, she Yad call Adam Shovabo, the Filo Nilos Delos, Lo Mahanibo. The Kanire Shezohi Divre Harab, remember we did Rabbeinu Ephraim? We did the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim when we discussed Yerushalayim. So we said the three ways of understanding Yerushalayim. Either that it needs losses nulos balayla, or ruyas nilo, or no. Even if it would nulos balayla, you still can't carry there. So the Chacham Tzvi wants to say that Rabbeinu Ephraim is the same sheet of the Rashba. Because why can't you still carry there? Because he says he must hold like the Rashba. Now I'm convinced that that's not Pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim, and I'll present what I think Pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim is later. Rav Moshe also puts together the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, but I don't think that's Pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim, but let's first understand the Rashba, and then we can see if Rabbeinu Ephraim is the same or is not the same. Rav Yaakov Emden, on page 11, he quotes his father, but he asks Tamua, his father. He said, "The Mihani Ma'od, Masha Avi Mori Rabbi Zal, B'Shem Harashba, the Platia Field Losses on Medina and Los Chayamim Lamashum Shus Harabim, Svarosa Motzachain Be'enov Vikalsa." He liked the Svar, he praised it. Rabbi Hedi Shemina Mihosim, the Losses Nos Miash Sagi, when Karmas Los Betoch Shus Ram Gomov, Laman Lini Mechitsa Sacharitsin, Shemalos Lasakim Shus Harabim, Shemtoch Hekim Nasin Shus Yochim Medeim, Yuhaisim Kevis Homo. Because he finds it difficult. There's another tshuva, the famous tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, about I think England and other places that had, you know, some type of walls around it where it seemed to be considered a Rishus HaYochid. So maybe you could say the same teretz that Miri said, that doesn't mean that every single spot is will become a Rishus HaYochid. Oh, okay. Now, you take a look in page 19. I didn't tell you what sefer it is. It's Shut Mayim Rabim. The Shut Mayim Rabim. And the Shut Mayim Rabim says, now, but we saw the L'chor, the Ramban argues with this Rashba, which the Ramban was talking about Platya, and seems to say that Glossos Ninolos will help for a Platya. So the Mayim Rabim says, Sarach Lomer, the Ika Plukta, Sheyesh Beposkim im Harashba Zal, Hu Davka Ladasim Hekef Ha'ir, Mahani L'Rechov Olo. O Kule Alma Modish, Im Ha'Rechov Hu Ba'atzmo, Mukov Behekef La'atzmo, Tushus Ha'yochid Gomer. In other words, what if the Platya would have its own wall? And you wouldn't be able to get into the Platya at all times. So he wants a taina that even the Rashba would agree. In other words, what the Rashba is saying is, if you have a bigger wall around the whole area and there's a Platya inside, so what's the wall? The wall's not be moneyu access to the Platya. So the Platya is 24/7. 24/7, you're with the Platya. So that the wall's not going to help. But what if I would make a wall around the Platya? And now, in other words, the Platya has its own wall. In other words, this street of where the Platya is not accessible certain times in the day, so at night or whatever. In other words, we have this Platya street where everyone's doing this chayra, but they're only doing it 9 to 5. At 5 o'clock, we put up... We close the doors and now you can't get in, assuming that there's no roof on top. So he wants a taina, which I think is mistaber, that even the Rashba would be modet, that if the Platya had its own mechitzas, then that would be mafkiya, the din of Rishus HaRabim, to the Platya, even Aliba the Rashba. Okay, so yeah, so we'll see. Carpenter is there is a whole different Indian. Please, yeah, I know. Okay. Let's learn that halacha, and then we can ask from it. Okay, but we're not up to that halacha. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hold. Excellent. Hold. Now, page 22 is Rav Moshe. By the way, I was speaking to Rabbi Pultman. The 3 million is also mentioned in Chelek Dalet and Pezayin Peches. There, he mentions the 3 million. If you want to know another reference to the 3 million, okay. But Rav Moshe in the early tshuva Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamates. So he's discussing Manhattan. And he says a lot of things about Manhattan. So, right, he has a whole discussion of the bridges and this and that. But one of the things he discusses about Manhattan is that we should consider Manhattan as a platya. So first of all, it's a little bothersome, and the people speak about this. Because if you look in Rav Moshe's Lashon, one sec. By the way, before we get to Rav Moshe, just for the sake of the record, the Chacham Tzvi quoted the Avodah of the Rashba, and on page 16 in Shulchan Aruch, the Be'er Heitev, that's where it's quoted, on the page of Shulchan Aruch. If you want to see where it's quoted in Shin Mem Hei Sif Katan Zayin, on page 16, that's where this Rashba is quoted. It's not quoted in Mechaber or Magen Avraham Taz, but the Be'er Heitev brings this Chacham Tzvi b'shem the Rashba. See, I don't know when. And that's how Rav Moshe probably saw it. Mustama, when Rav Moshe wrote the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph, if I'd be a betting person, he didn't have a Rashba Avodas HaKodesh. You know how many years ago was it? Who had a Rashba Avodas HaKodesh in the 1950s or whatever it was? Then he wrote this Tshuva. Mustabernah, he saw it quoted in the Be'er Heitev. He saw it quoted in the Be'er Heitev. You know, in those days, you didn't, the regular Sfarim that are today regular, you didn't have. I know, Rabbi Mandelbaum was the librarian in the yeshiva here from 1948 to 1998. So he told me that, you know, Rav Aaron Cutler, it's interesting, Rav Aaron Cutler lived in the West Side. Lived in the West Side of Borough Park. He didn't live in Lakewood, he lived in the West Side. And then he would go to Lakewood for Shabbos, and that's where the main shiur was on Shabbos. And he lived on the West Side. And so he needed Sfarim. So he got Sfarim from the YU library. And when he passed away, through Rav Schneer, the Sfarim were, you know, given back to the library. So I asked Rabbi Mandelman, so which type of Sfarim? No, he said, they were regular Sfarim, like Rashba, Pnei Yeshua, you know, not like some esoteric, because even regular things you didn't have. So I'm, you know, totally convinced that Rav Moshe didn't have Avodas HaKodesh. But he saw it in the Be'er Heitev. So Rav Moshe wants to be choshesh for this Rashba. Now Rav Shechta always is bothered, you know, hechi pesi, we should be choshesh for this Rashba. So, but Tashtus is, and you know, like what I heard from Rabbi Felder. No, in other words, Rav Moshe thought misvara, it was so compelling. It doesn't matter whether it was quoted in some of these posts were quoted or not. He thought it was a compelling svara, So that's why he thought that was the Pashtus, whether it was quoted in the Mechaber or not quoted in the Mechaber. He thought it was a compelling svar, so he thought that was the Emes. So he passed it like this. So there are several issues that we have to be ma'ayin into Rav Moshe. So number one, and this bothers me a lot, and Rav Bix tries to emphasize this, that Rav Moshe, like very... You see, if you're not holding in the Inyan very well, you wouldn't notice this. But when Moshe quotes the Rashba, he says, Sratya uplatya. He was just a rabbi mafi yirshim kefas mechitza. That's, now, the way we're understanding, that's not an accurate statement. It's just platya. That's sratya. Platya. Okay. We'll talk. We'll see what... Not necessarily. Right, okay, maybe. But I'm saying within what the Rashba is saying. Maybe he thought, okay. So, and then Rav Moshe also puts together the Rashba with the Rabbeinu Ephraim. He puts together the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Ephraim someplace. Okay, yeah. Reishwa. Where? Page 23? 22? Second column? Yeah. Imkein ulai, the first word in the line is Einaz Eonis. Imkein ulai yesh lanu lahachmer, kevin shal harashba, Rabbeinu Ephraim ramamor, gam rachus harabim. Right. So... Yeah. Right. So, I have a different pshat in the Rabbeinu Ephraim. In other words, Rav Moshe's thought, once we find this Rashba, that losses don't work, now we have this Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's a good shidduch to put the Rabbeinu Ephraim together with the Rashba. But I'm going to suggest later in the shiur that Rashba and the Rabbeinu Ephraim are two different, even though they both have a common denominator, that they agree that even after you so get the losses, it's not going to help. But let me say it over now. What I think the pshat. Now, where do I get this pshat from? So you see, you have to, the Rishonim, the Baal HaMor quotes it very tersely. But you look in Rabbi Shapansky, who was Rabbi Yisrael Shapansky, who used to be the editor of Or HaMizrach. He's a Mechutner of Shmuel Birnbaum. Whatever, very big Talmud Chacham. He used to teach in Brooklyn College. That was his job. And he gave Judaics. He was head of Judaic studies in Brooklyn College. And then he learned the rest of the day. He lived near my parents in Brooklyn, Flatbush. So he wrote many, many Sfarim. So one Sefer he wrote on page 13 is Rabbeinu Ephraim. Is the name. So he collects all the Rabbeinu Ephraims. So, and he quotes you all the Rishonim that quote this Rabbeinu Ephraim. All the different Rishonim. So one of them he quotes, and then I Xeroxed it myself, is the Hashlama on page 12. He says, Rabbeinu Ephraim, look on page 12, Cholek al Rav Alfasi Zal, Lomer Dershus Arabim, Lomar V'Klal, Fib Losen Lod L'Ayla, came to Carmelisi. Lo Ashkechan, Carmelis de Me'arva. Oh, see, if you have that line, you see, if you have that line explaining the Rabbeinu Ephraim, you see, if you only have it the way it's quoted in the Baal HaMor, and that's probably what Rav Moshe had, so then you can come to the conclusion that the Rabbeinu Ephraim is the same as the Rashba. But once you see how the Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's very different. Let me tell you what I think shot in the Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's like this. And how it differs from the Rashba. The Rashba is saying that a platy is a Rishus HaRabim. So even though there are mechitzas around it, the city, that's not going to be mafkiya, the din of Rishus HaRabim. So if you carry in that platy on Shabbos, Yechayiv Skila, Yechayiv Chatas, because thus he's a platy. And it's a Rishus HaRabim, and the losses around the city are not going to, they don't do anything for the platy because I still have access to the platy. Oh. The Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying a different word. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you have a city that has mechitzas around it. Okay, Yerushalayim. People are bokeya, going in and out. So I want to tell you like this. Rabbeinu Ephraim is assuming Osurabim Mevatle Mechitzta. Maybe even to the degree of the Baal HaMor. Osi Rabim Vatla Mechitzta. So the Baal HaMor held that means all the Mechitzas are gone. Everything is gone. So then I should have a real Rishus HaRabim. No. So he says like this. But then I have glosses in the note. So all the Rishonim say, so now you have a Rishus HaYachid. Now you don't say, look, now even though you hold Osi Rabim, glosses in the lulos, now low Osi Rabim. And now you have your regular mechitzas, so the male is a Rishus HaYochid. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying a different word. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying that glosses in an olos is only mafkiya, the din of Rishus HaRabim. Right? But since, in other words, since he holds Osir Rabim, so the mechitzas are command Lesa. Right? But Lamaisa, you can't call it a Rishus HaRabim, because why? Because it's not Motzui L'Rabim B'chol Eis. So Mamela, it's a Carmelis. It's like a Camp Morasha. It's a Carmelis. A Carmelis, you can't make an Erev Chatzeris. An Erev Chatzeris is first you have the walls, and now you want to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. So Mamela, you need an Erev Chatzeris. Yerushalayim, you can't make an Erev Chatzeris. Because Yerushalayim, even though Dlosis Nenolos, that's only Mafkiya, the din of Rishus HaRabim Shabbo, from Nevuas and Mefuloshim. But lemaisa osi rabim mevat lemechitza memela the mechitzas are not there, so the mechitzas are not there. But we can't. So it should be rishus rabim, but it can't be rishus rabim because it's not motzi rabim b'choleis. Memela it's a karmelus. Memela it's a karmelus. Karmelus you can't make an erev chatzeres. The yisod of an erev chatzeres is first you have your mechitzas. And then there's a din de rabbanon that you can't carry from one Reuven's rishus yochid to Shimon's rishus yochid. And that's what Rabbeinu Ephraim means. That's a different vort than the Rashba. The Rashba is saying that the reason why you can't carry in the plug is it's a Rishus Rabin Daraisa. He writes at least the way the Rishonim quote it. Again, if you only had the Balamor, you could say either way. But the way the other Rishonim quote it, that's a Din Karmelis, then it's a different vort than the Rashba. Well, yeah. In other words, you can't put a wall, and then you close it, so the street is not.
Even though Medina, that wall is.
Yeah, but practically you can, right? You try going into the wall when it's Command Alesa, and you'll bump your nose. Yeah. Oh, one second. Oh, so that's what I think. After many years of. Thinking about this, actually, this pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim, I just yesterday clarified it in my head. Okay, now one second, just give me a second. Now. Let's discuss a little bit how does you could say Rav Shechter Tain is we shouldn't paskin like the Rashba, okay, but Rav Moshe was convinced, wasn't convinced, he says Ulai, you know, he was Mistaber, he thought that was, you know, I didn't ever tell you a story about Dr. Moshe Dreisinger likes to say over, he was once in Rav Moshe's apartment overlooking FDR Drive. They were looking down into the drive. And so you see so many cars passing by. And Moshe made a comment to him. He says, they want to make an Erev here in Manhattan. He says, but look at all this traffic. He says, what do you think? That you only count Satmar Hasidim for the Shishim Ribo? Oh, so take a look on page 31. Look on page 31. Let's talk about our good friend Rabbi Yehoshua Siegel. Because he's a big player here. Rabbi Yehoshua Siegel, this is Rabbi Beckhofer, who's a Rebbe in MTA now. His very nice English book on Erevin, and contemporary Erev. This is Rabbi Yehoshua Siegel, commonly known as the Sherp Sarov, first arrived in New York in 1884. And settled on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Where else? The Sherp Sarov was the foremost rabbi of Polish origin in America at the time, and for a time was a rival to Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, the chief rabbi of New York, who was a Lithuanian extraction. In 1907, the Sherp Sarov published a pamphlet, Erev Hotzah, that allowed the residents of the Lower East Side to carry in the streets on Shabbos. Right? And I have it on my table and on the library. Which we're going to see in Be'ez Hashem in future Shiurim pieces from that Sefer. He says, while many Jews of Polish and Hasidic extraction use the Lower East Side Erev, those of Lithuanian descent generally do not rely on the Sherp Sarov's heter. Now, who was the Sherp Sarov's Bar Plukta? Indeed, a founder of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Yehuda David Bernstein, wrote a pamphlet, Hilchas Arabsul Shapsa, disputing the heter. Nevertheless, people were still carrying on the Lower East Side as late as 1941, when Rabbi Yosef Elio Henkin wrote that the rationale of the leniency no longer applied. By the way, Rabbi Yagid tells me that Rabbi Yagid was very close with Rav Moshe Bick, they used to be next door neighbors. And so he said that part of Rav Bick's, besides halakha concern, of being against these Erevin is that he saw that in the early years the people were still carrying on the Lower East Side, relying on the Sherpsarov's Erev, which Lukulei Alma at that point was not functional. And therefore he thought, in his mind, Erevin was just one big takala. And then, in later years, he, as his son told me, that he was Mayan more, and then he said, Taka, he thinks it's not only a chashash of that, but he thinks it's Taka Hirshus Rabim Daraisa. Now, take a look on the footnote 67 on page 32. Rabbi Bernstein's primary objection was based on the assumption that many of the streets within the Lower East Side could be considered platyas. Now let's just see for a second. Keep your one hand on page 32, another hand on page 33. And I put further up where I put the arrow. I put the arrow on the bottom of the page. Go further up. The first word on the line is umeata. Umeata. Okay? Look at the end of the line. He says like this. This is Rabbi Yehuda David Bernstein, the opposition to Rabbi Yeshua Siegel. He's saying, Kevin Sherechov Delancey. He ka'es platya gedola. Ke'yadul Yoshvei New York. Machmas ribo rivos anoshim habokim botomir hanichnosim yotzim mekama agolos ha'alektraliot. Ve'kama mekama alofim agolos ha'nushokim bekoach hasus. Automobilin harbe. In other words, so why is it a platya? Why is it a platya? So this is the big one. In other words, even if you want to grant the Rashba, if you don't hold from the Rashba, but even if you want to grant the Rashba, what makes Manhattan a platya? So some wanted to learn, and that's the, you have to, in other words, do you need to have, is it a platya only because there are vendors in the street? In other words, the platya of Chazal was vendors in the street selling different things. Each one had their, you know, like a market, a public market. Each one had their thing. And people were, you know, congregating in that area, you know, buying different things.
Well,
I didn't say anything.
I mean, it's Times Square, you have the vendors on the street.
Yeah, so vendors on the street, yeah. Right. So the question is, once the vendors are basically indoors, does that make it no longer a platya? Because they're not, do we say that?
People running around to this office, to that office.
Right, so maybe you could say that's still called a platya, or you could say no, that one, the platya was only when they were congregating to do mischar in the street. But now, what?
They didn't have regular stores, everyone on the stands.
Right.
Now that everyone's in the store.
So does that change the status of platya, or do we say no? Meaning that
there's still people like concentrated in an area.
Right.
In the building.
Right, so everyone agrees that in the building is not going to be Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because, and most of the business now is going inside, which is Mechitzas, Makura, everything. Right? So that is the Nakuda that about this platya, whether we should paschal like the Rashba or not. But so apparently those that want to maintain that the din of platya applies even today is because, like Moshe said, that you know, the people are still in the streets, and that's what Rabbi Bick writes. And even though
the actual miskar
is taking place inside, that's still a din platya. Do we say no? That this man is there. We don't have platyas anymore. Right. So take a look on the bottom of page 32.
Inside, like a mall.
The ceiling, right. But if there's a ceiling, it also wouldn't be. So Rabbi Bernstein, look, footnote 67. Rabbi Bernstein's primary objection was based on the assumption that many of the streets within the Lower East Side, Erev, could be considered platyus. Yeah. So then he says, perhaps this was once true, but currently, however, most of the areas that might one have deemed platyus are now enclosed in large stores, convention centers, and shopping malls. Or do we say no? That people are still coming to those places, that's considered... So that's, you know, in other words, within the Rashba, that's what you have to clear. Because there had to be a place that... I don't know. I think if we would do... you know, there was my impression, again, but we would have to, you know, get a historian.
Well,
it could be that they had, you know... Well, the old days, you know, the peddlers, the push carts.
I know, but like we have Gemaras that talk about people selling things at a store.
Oh, so one second. And the question is, chanus, right? All these chanuyos that are mentioned, are those the like stores like we have today, or they were also like a push? You know, that comes up in Hilchas Mezuzah, because in Hilchas Mezuzah it says the chanus is parted from the mezuzah. So what does that mean? Well, so I'm going to say that those chanus was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, one second. So, yeah.
Getting back to the Shara of Raymond Fry, they said that even if there are, even if the walls surround the city that's still crumb, it's still crumbless. But we have precedence of something that's surrounded by walls that's crumbless and carpet. And the carpet. If it's not built for anybody to live there, then it's a compromise. If it's built for somebody to live there, then it's not a compromise. So how do we reconcile?
So to carry, yes. Okay, so maybe you could say that Rabbi Ephraim doesn't have to say Osirabim. He has even lower Osirabim, but still people are Balkimbo. So then, so it's Dumya the Carmelis. You know, that's what I think the Mincha Raver wants to say, Pshat. In other words, I was suggesting he holds Ossi Rabin. Maybe he holds no Ossi Rabin, but it's like... Oh, one second. Maybe it could be the Rabbeinu... You see, the Mincha Charevi gives a different Pshat than the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay. So one of the kashas is asked, is from the Gemara...
Everybody's
what? Well, right. If you're not choshes for the Rashba, then you have all the other concerns of the previous shiur.
Saying the
right? So it could be. We'll, you know, today what they do is they print the Sharps Rebbe's kuntres and this Reb Bernstein in one book. So you get two for the price of one. You get two, the pro and the anti in one. In one kuntres. So one of the kashas that's asked on the Rashba is from the Gemara on page 2 on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Remember the Gemara, we did this once before, this Gemara, about standing in the Rishus HaRabim and taking a key. We're afraid that you're going to bring it inside. So, Masa B'Shuk Shal Patomim. Shabbi Bishalayim. Right, so the Gemara says that they used to use the key in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you mean? The Mishnah before us talked about Rishus HaRabim. How are you bringing me from Yerushalayim that's a Carmelis? Rabbanam Rishus HaRabim, Mahadra Inu Carmelis? Right? So the Gemara says, "Kan kodim shapiritzu paratzos, kan achar piritzu paratzos." But here, the Gemara calls the shuk shel patomim a karmelis. So the Beis Ephraim asked the Kasha on the Rashba, Why is it a karmelis? According to the Rashba, why isn't it a din platya? So that's not such a big kasha. Just a simple teretz, you could say, I mean, who says it was tezayanam? Could have been a narrow street. The shukshal patamim could have, that would, you know, in Noam, page 24, Noam was a journal that was put out for many years, hardcover. It was put out for many years. Rav Kasher was the editor. So he quotes, Reisi b'shut beis Ephraim, shehikshel l'shitas harashman, m'nosham Reb Yochanan, yishalayim ul-molad, dosan ilos v'lai chavim l'am shum shur harabim, chiyutal adas v'chalo hayu b'platios. Doesn't the Gemara page 24. Doesn't the Gemara say that Yerushalayim had the Shukshal Patomi, which was a Carmelis? So I'm not going to lose sleep over that question. No, but by Platya he says. Look in the Rashba. Tezayanamo. You see? Yeah? See it? You got it? Yeah? There? So that would be. Rav Kasher has a thing, I don't know, you can either take it or leave it. I mean, you can either take it or leave it. He says that a platya has to be like a supermarket, like a mall. That it has to be like different stores. It can't be just one. You know, that was the platya. This was one shuk. The one, who knows? I don't know. Then he quotes the Medrash Eicha. This is a Medrash Eicha. The Medrash Eicha says that there was Chaf Aleph Platyos Hayu B'Shalayim, and called Platya was Chaf Dal Shvakim, Chaf Dal Mavuos. This is the medrash that, you know, when they put up the Erev on Bennett Avenue, so there was a Rabbi Zion Vosner was involved, and then they had a shir. He gave a shir in Mount Sinai last summer, which I attended, and then there's questions and answers. So he wanted a taina that Bennett Avenue, you know, is not a Rishus HaRabim, but okay, for different reasons. So I asked him, you know, what's the difference between that and Yerushalayim? So he could have said, well, that Yerushalayim is only... Okay, but... So he said, oh, Yerushalayim was much more people because of this medrash. That there were millions of people. Even though Bapashtus is, some say the medrash is maybe just a guzma. Can't bring a riot from this medrash. Rabbi Josh Hoffman tells me a story that he... Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was once walking on the west side. I think Rav Kasher also lived on the west side. A lot of Kasher people lived on the west side in those days. So he was walking with, Rav Aaron was walking with his son on the west side. And Rav Kasher, Hasidish Yid, was walking on the street. And he pointed out, he says, this man here is the one who wants to mamatya the Manhattan area based on a medrash. It's not exactly. But, yeah. So... So Rav Kasher wants a taina. It just tells you that there was loads of butcher stores and meat stores and this, and it makes it sound that there were millions and millions of people in Yerushalayim in the time of Chazal. But take a look on page 27. So Rav Kasher says, he's writing basically a response to Rav Moshe. On page, the arrow. So he wants a taina, Platya Kazu, Lo nimtzeis klal b'New York. Ki chol batei ha-mischar gdolim sheboim sham alofim rivos liknos einam b'rechov. Haka kol bebatim shebefnim shehim rishus ha-yochim. So that was his response back. That platya is only when they were outdoors. When they're indoors, not. So Rav Bick in Karen B'Yavne, that's a Torah journal that came out way after Rav Bick was dead, after he passed away. but they printed things that he wrote. So first the Rambik starts his tshuva quoting the Rashba. That's how he starts the tshuva. So he says first, you know, the Chacham Tzvi, even though he liked it, makes it sound the Rashba is a shita yechidah. So he writes, first word of the line is Chacham Tzvi in the middle of the page. V'nira da harashba yochid hu b'zerach b'vash ha-kosev sh'platya tzvich ha-dlosos miyuchodus v'ein ha-taras b'dlosos ha-yir. Zerach b'yir sh'yidnich b'dlosos. Yim ha-yir atzman ha-taras ha-tzuras ha-pesach ha-kan yish b'sof ha-yir karmelish sh'az ni-taras b'tzuras ha-pesach ha-kan yish b'toch ha-yir platya kol ha-poskim yodu l'arashba d'ein ha-platya ni-taras b'tzuras ha-pesach sh'b'sof ha-yir. The magara platya kazum sh'b'toch ha-yir mishus. In other words, those that argue with the Rashba, you understand, they're talking about a case where there's a walled city around an area and there's a platya somewhere in the middle. So the Rashba says that outer wall is not going to be matir the platya. And the others say, no, it will matir the platya, but it's a wall. But that's only if there's a wall. But if you're trying to put a tzuras ha-pesach around the area and there's a platya inside, then the kuli alma, it's not going to be... But I'm not so sure. Like, in other words, L'kulei Alma, it's not going to be matir the platya, if you assume it's a platya. Yeah, but and Rav Bik was the one who well, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Tzemach Tzedek, and you see, basically, this tshuva that Rav Bik was writing was to Rav Piratinsky. Rav Piratinsky was Rav Kasha's right-hand man on the Erev. Rav Piratinsky was the big moil in Brooklyn, Sefer HaBris. So somehow, I don't know how he, Mila and the Manhattan Erev, how they go together. Maybe you need a Manhattan Erev to do Mila, so I don't know. Carry the right. But he was big with the Erev. So he wrote an article, Hapardes, where basically saying over Rav Kasha's Hapardes Torah Gerald, saying over Rav Kasha's Shita. And so then, so he says over in the second paragraph, page 29, Mashkosa Bapardes should be here in New York, Eim Metzias Platya, right, this idea, Ki Kol Bati HaMischa HaGdol, Veinam Rechov Raka Kol Babayis, in the MSC, Shagam Kayom Nitzoyim Sochrim in New York, Bekam Rechovas Kamo Shkosa Asma Bapardes. So first of all, Big says, yeah, there's still people in the streets. But that's a little, you know, they point out a little schwach. Because, in other words, you have a couple, you have still, I don't know how many people are there that are pushing the, what? The hot dogs, there are a lot of them. It's not major. It's hard to believe that the amount of street vendors we have today, those if you can only rely on them, that's going to make or break the plot. You know, in other words, Lechora, if you still want to maintain that it's a platya, you have to assume, like you said, Roshi, that people are coming, like Reza Schwartz said, people are coming and doing their shopping on these streets. But then it'll come out like an afkamina. Like if the whole concern, Rav Moshe had other concerns, but if the concern is the platya, then it'll make a big difference. If you're making an Erev in Washington Heights, I don't think anyone would say that Washington Heights is a platya, even though there are some stores here. But it's not like we're talking about the Diamond District, that's the whole geschäft is going on there. You know, everyone's going there to do business, and that's what he that lechori. Even you want to say that even though it's indoors, but maybe. So that's the point of controversy. So one could tie it, but I don't think anyone would tie it that. What? Right. There's no. Right. So this is not a platya.
During the day, all the vendors, their stuff on the
streets.
Nights and
meals.
Vegetable.
We're in on St. Nicholas. Yeah, I don't think it's a place. It's not like a shuk. It's not like a. It was a place where. Oh, so Rav Moshe Tuchman asked the kasha, and this goes back to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. What about the Kotel? Let's say you get psicha in the Kotel. Can you take psicha, or do you have to tie into that you can't carry the Sefer Torah, the Alan Amos, in the Kotel? Yeah, so there is a Tzurus HaPesach, which, by the way, was not always there. But that's not my point. I like to point this out, that I first noticed it last year for the first time, that Tzurus HaPesach. No, but the Kotel is always accessible, right? It's not like it's...
But if there are three walls around the actual plaza, right.
But I thought that's only if the Nolos, and you can't get access all the time. But even if there would be three walls, I don't think the three walls, even though it's the actual thing, I don't think that what they meant, the Mayim Rabin meant, that would be mafkir. Because I thought the word is that. Unless maybe
it's not from all sides,
yeah. So in the Ezra Schwartz pointed this out, the footnote in the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, and then I'll give you a footnote on page 30 on the bottom, two lines from the bottom. Shemati me'agor Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Shlip to now Zatzal Darachovish al Kosel Maravi Srid Mikdashenu Apsha Miyucha Miyuad Va'osri L'Rabim Shemitzkabshim Shom. And then he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Samach Dalet, Yosef Kasri Shon of Yoshvalo of Harabayis. So they would carry in the Harabayis, they would carry their Korban Pesach there. Mashem the Harabayis Asmo, Hayim Olichim as Pescheim, and yet, you know, on Shabbos. And yet,
every person davening, there's somebody collecting also.
Right, that's true. There's a lot of scorer going on. Some people, probably their whole parnasa is from.
So what?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Yeah.
Could we say that you need anything that's not scorer, or since tefila is not, you don't do it with someone else. I mean, tefila is something which you do.
Right.
It's not like
Massive Mountain.
It's not like a basketball game, which is like a Massive Mountain between two teams.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a tefillah, it's not muad for something which is nitan to interaction.
I hear. Even though it could be tefillah b'tzibur, but
yeah, but still, everyone is. It's not muad for Massive Mountain.
You know, it's hard. It's a hard thing to be shoykel. In other words, what's so, you know, why should schora be?
Right.
Unless you say schora, that's something chashuv.
But if you say the hustle and bustle of the diamond district, but it's just not buying and selling, you could still get it. That's different than the Kotel Plaza. I mean, let's say people, it's the same hustle and bustle of the diamond district. But they're not buying and selling diamonds. They're giving them whatever it is.
Right.
So when you say, oh, it's not a plastic because no one's giving over money?
No, but it's
a far cry between that and people.
Yeah. We're going to see in the future shiur, I think the next shiur actually, the discussion whether a beach is called a platya. Is that a platya? Right? See, someone, Rav Moshe Weissman, who wrote the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, wants a taina that the reason why Ocean Parkway is a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa is because it's Mavuos Mefuloshim LaPlatya, the Hainu goes down to, you know, to Brighton, to Brighton Beach, to the beach. So that's what he wants a taina that has a din of Mavuos Mefuloshos LaPlatya. Because he wants to consider the beach a Platya. What? Oh, so we have to talk about that.
People are shopping on beaches.
What?
People are shopping on beaches.
No, so obviously he's assuming that you don't need. It was, that's the question. The schora mean, you know, they say you're not doing schora, you're doing something else. Is that...
We're basing on the Rashba, which has its
dafka schora. Rashba writes schora. Yeah, he wrote schora, but does that mean that it's dafka or just... was usually you don't have other places that people congregate.
The stadium without walls.
Yeah, in other words, yeah.
A stadium without walls.
Right, a stadium. In other words, it could be that Yankee Stadium In other words, Yankee Stadium, they don't. You can't just go in at any time. You understand? So, Luyitzur, you could. Then maybe that would be a platya. In other words, it's hard to believe that there's something special about Tzchora on a Daraisa level, that to that to be Machria, what did people do in those days? They didn't have sports in those days. They didn't have these things. What?
Moshe
Rabbeinu
Street.
Yeah, so Moshe Rabbeinu Street, is that what we did? So that could be a...
Or
then... Or is that midin v'vor loshim? They talk about that. We'll have to see. Okay, have to think about it. V'vor m'floshim means it's m'fulosh to a sratia or to a platia.
So here, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu Street is m'fulosh. So where is it m'fulosh to? Like where?
Foolish out.
To
outside.
Well,
it's hard to say with this to the next Chanaya. Okay, maybe it was a platy. Maybe. Right. If you assume that that's the pshat, then in the Chanami. Yeah.
Was it a place like Central Park that's like very big, but everyone's going?
Yeah, Central Park.
There are walls.
You can't go there.
And is it open all the time, or it closes?
They don't lock it. They say, Dina de Malchusa is that it's closed at 1 o'clock in the morning. But I've been in the park.
And what about the fact that the Diamond District... Let me ask you another issue. What about the fact that the... Another issue. Besides the issue of the platya being indoors, and that may or may not change it, what about the fact that it's not open all the time? Like the Diamond District is hopping and popping when? From 9 till.
The time of Chazal, they didn't do business after dark.
Chazal. Tamadoi, they didn't do anymore. What? Right. Right. Okay, everybody. So let's just review what we said today. Today we basically wanted to focus on the Rashba, that Platya is different than anything else because the walls around the city don't help for the Platya. And Rav Moshe was choshish for this Rashba. Rav Shechter thought we should pass him like this Rashba. The Ramban seems to disagree with the Rashba. The Be'er Heitev quotes it, the Chacham Tzvi quotes it. Then we pointed out that Rav Moshe, when he quotes the Rashba, puts Sratya and Platya together. So I thought that was probably Rav Vick in his, you have to see in his Tshuva, says that the Rashba applies to even Sratya, not only to Platya. But I don't know. You can look at his Tshuva, and he wants to defend Rav Moshe that Dafka to put Sratya in. But Rav Peretinsky thought no, it's a Shuto of the Rashba is that goof of what he's mechalik between the Platya and the Mavos and the Furoshim and that. Unless you say that the Sratya, the cities in the street, the Sratya, but are always Matsu. I don't know. I mean, anyway, we don't have Blossus Ninolus, but. So I think to me that's the clearest reason of why Rav Moshe was not necessarily interested in seeing the walls, because if you can show him the walls, it's not gonna help him. You understand? So you show me the walls, so I'll trust you for the walls, but it's still not gonna. But those that hold from the walls, one either don't want to paskin like the Rashba or want to assume that. That the Rashba doesn't apply Bisman Hazeh when you have the businesses indoors. And then I told you that I thought the Rabbeinu Ephraim was saying something different than the Rashba, that the Rashba makes it a Daraisa, Rabbeinu Ephraim is only a Carmelist. Then there's another point that Rav Moshe writes about Yerushalayim, is that Rav Moshe discusses how, if you assume that they never made an Erev Echatzeris in Yerushalayim,
even if you assume that it became a Rishus HaYachid, not like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. So why does it say it's a Carmelis? In other words, the Gemara says Beferish Yerushalayim was a Carmelis. The Gemara says it wasn't Rishus HaRabim, and it says it was a Carmelis. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim says it was a Carmelis Kipshuto. That's Ki'ilu Lo Mechitzis. The others learn that no, Yerushalayim was a Rishus HaYachid. So why is it a Carmelis? It's a Carmelis because, Sir Moshe writes, you look in the Tshuva, it's a Carmelis because they never made an Erev Chatzeres there. So why did they make an Erev Chatzeres? Once you got all the walls up, and you lost his Nanolo, so why don't you finish it off and make the Erev Chatzeres and people can carry? So Moshe has this new idea that whenever you have a very big city, that people are coming to the city from all over the world or whatever, and then they're going to come home to their respective towns, if they're going to carry here, they might come to carry there. So therefore, Dafka, the Ramosha, you look in the thing, that's why Ramosha Tain is that they never made an Erev Chatzeres in Yerushalayim. That's why the Gemara Kofal calls it a Carmelis, meaning Carmelis, i.e. Chatzer She'enu Murevis. Whereas Rabbeinu Ephraim learned the Gemara Kipshuto, that it's a Mamash Carmelis. It's Kielu, there's no Mechitzis. So that means even if you want, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, even if you wanted to make an Erev Chatzeres, it wouldn't work. According to the other Rishonim, as Ramosha says, not that they could have, but they didn't. They didn't? Why didn't they? So then he has this new chiddush that very big cities you don't make an Erev Chatzeres. But that's on a Derabbanan level. That's on a, but the Rashba is a Deraisa. The Rashba's concern is a Deraisa concern. But then you have to be done. You know, a lot of streets are not platyas. Even if you want to don that certain things are, but. You know, I don't know. You want to say Saint Nicholas is a Platya, maybe? Maybe I don't know. Maybe it is. Talking to so many stores there. No, it's not. Yeah, but obviously, if you hold that it's the fact that it's done in stores, mafkia, then there is no Platyas anymore. Then we machavek with the whole din. And that's how Rav Shlomo Gross writes in his tshuva, the Dayan from Bells in Borough Park. Shlomo Gross writes like that. And but if you don't want to say that, so then it could be like St. Nicholas, there's stores all around. Amsterdam Avenue, there are a couple of stores. I don't think this area, the YU Erev, has any shilas of platyas in it.
They're all privately owned
now.
Wow.
Who, Shmuel? Right, but yeah, there's a little store here that I would call. I don't know if I would call it a. Yeah, like a place is this. Yeah, there's everything is stores. It's all whole business. There's not a business there yet. Yeah, in other words, these shops here are just basically to service the people, and people are not coming here to do business. People live here, so they got to get donuts. So they have a place that will give you donuts. You know what I mean? But it's not like Midtown where people are coming conversion there to do. You know, so that's like Rabbi Ezra Schwartz was pointing out, the new Erev that they put now by Stern College. So would that have, that could have platyas?
And that's anyways first.
Right, that could have the platyas. In other words, this Erev is easier Erev to be matir than that Erev. Was that good? No, so Lechora, even, so Rav Pultman wanted to tell you, even Rav Moshe should remote that Lulei made, see, Rav Pultman Tainas, he thinks, you can think Zachwit, but that Rav Moshe would mode that if you have little neighborhood Erev in, that maybe should, okay, Lulei, other, Lechora, Rav Moshe didn't say every street in, some of the business streets are the platyas, but I don't know if he would say every single street in Manhattan is a
platyas.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I mean, it depends. You know, they call the plot. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't. It could be Lower Side used to be different. It used to be a big pair of people. My mother always used to go shopping in the Lower East. People used to come from all over to go shopping in the Lower East Side. It was a big place to go shopping. Today, you know, you don't see people converging on the Lower East Side to go shopping the way they used to. Even in my lifetime, you know, people used to. You know, come from all over to do their shopping in the Lower East Side. Okay, Rabosai, shh. I want to remind you about the shiur. Ramosha Dimon is giving a shiur at 3 o'clock. And Bez Hashem, Monday, we continue about Mavuos Mufuloshim
and Rishus HaRabim Makura.
Rabbi Simon.